Part 2 of Staving TikTok by Sonia Santiago. So as I was saying, like, TikTok has helped so many people. If we're not banning Facebook and Twitter, and I don't really... Sometimes you can get some good stuff on Facebook. I'm just tired of seeing the violence promoted on Twitter. So if these sites are not being banned, why ban TikTok? Why ban a site that actually... You have celebrities that love TikTok. You have regular people that love TikTok. Where is we going to get to see fun, exciting stuff? Instagram now have like some good stuff on it that I love. Facebook sometimes. It depends on which day. Twitter to me never have anything unless it's the celebrities for the galleries and stuff and they're dressing real nice that might pop up on my timeline and I'm like, oh yes, they look pretty or, you know, something like that. But besides that, and I was told like, well, if you like a video, that's what all you want to see. I never like any violent videos. Because to me, some of them is very disgusting. To see someone just physically harm someone that knowing they're not going to harm them back. That's disgusting. So I never like those videos. If they first, Twitter used to have like places you can visit, beautiful homes, animals, scenery. They don't even have that anymore. You barely, and I do mean barely, see any of that on Twitter. If you're not posting that, and the thing is, what's so crazy to me, when you post these type of things, it gets no... Nothing. It gets like no likes or no views really. It has to be posted from maybe a real estate agent that was on there already, or maybe a travel agent that was on there already. Like normal people, it really doesn't get. But if we sit here and post violence all day, the views is up, 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 up. The comments is up, 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 up. The likes is up, 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 up. Like, it's ridiculous. And if that is not being banned, then I say leave TikTok alone. Because TikTok is not harming. We are not being, my child is not being harmed by TikTok. My child is literally over here learning new dances by TikTok and how to cook. And showing me the cats or the dogs is what we're seeing. Or the jokes. Me personally, I love the music. I love the movies. I love, you know, if it's educational at the time. About something I didn't know and, you know, someone come on and said, well, you know, you have to do it this way or, you know, this is how I feel about it. Everybody have their opinion. We all have opinions. But I say it helps. It shows no child has been harmed from TikTok. I have not read any child has been harmed literally being on TikTok. If they were harmed, maybe an influencer, is not because they was on TikTok. It's just because someone was jealous and wanted to harm that person. So, everyone vote to keep TikTok up. Because if our country can't take down what we're seeing in our country and it's not protected, it's not. And we all can agree it is not protecting our children. So we're not going to sit here and lie in these articles. They're doing this to protect our children. Because from what I'm seeing, our children are being harmed every single day by each other, by just every day, just craziness in this world. It's crazy in this world, and you see it every day. So how is it protecting? You tell me how these other social media sites is protecting them. And the fact that these kids, these people, I just seen recently, you got people standing around recording this guy getting his head slammed on the ground. And everyone just recording, like, and that's okay. That's going to go viral. That's going to go viral because it's okay for us to see that. That's so, that is now, it's like a norm. So people should just get used to seeing that. Why is that okay? Why are you allowed to record violence and for it to be spread across social media? To where some of us going to say, where's the justice? Where's the justice that, why is everyone saying it? Where's the justice? Or do you think they're actually spreading this for the justice? We would think that, right? Logically, we would think that they're spreading this for someone to get justice. No. If they're standing there recording and you got 10, 20 people standing there recording, it's not to get justice. It's just to watch some horrific thing happen. If not included in it, and to laugh. Like, oh, let's just post this on social media because this is okay. This is the norm. Really, do we see where they come back and say, we caught these criminals for beating up this person? Or we caught these monsters for harming this person? Really? We, as the people, have to keep pushing, like, where's the justice for this person? Why no one is doing anything? Let's share this until we get justice for this person. Leave TikTok. And that's all I have to say. Because TikTok is not here. I don't feel TikTok. And this is my personal opinion. I don't feel... Celebrities are coming on saying they don't feel TikTok is harming no one. I listened to Rosie O'Donnell recently. She just was speaking about it. And she said the same. She said she loves TikTok. And I'm like, yes, because we don't see none of this really on TikTok. TikTok tries to help promote businesses. TikTok tries to help save people's lives. But you want to take that away, so what? So everyone can just do wrong in this world and it'd be okay? My personal opinion on this, but that's how I feel. Thank you for listening to Sonya's podcast. Please give it a 5-star review on Speaker, Spotify, iHop, wherever you listen to your podcast. I please share, call me at sv766752@gmail.com. Go to my website, http://podcast.wordpress.com. Follow me at SONIA9795 Instagram, Sonia Santa, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Pinterest. Follow my son Sounds on Instagram. Got it on Apple, Spotify, TJVUCLAAIN, Black Girl in Orange, King Flex, SoundCloud, Female Reform, Bitch Store, Miss Carl House, Affirmations every morning. Y'all have a blessed night.